Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Perseverance. A meditation for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, and may your kingdom come in my heart and in the world. Encountering Christ. 1. The Temple. It is an impressive sight to stand before the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and witness the weeping of Jews who long for the return of their temple. It was once the centrality of their faith. But the Wailing Wall is merely the extant retaining wall, built about 2,000 years ago to sustain the temple's large esplanade. Jesus prophesied the destruction of the temple that would occur some 40 years after his crucifixion. It would be the end of the practice of sacrificial worship for Jews who joined in the establishment of the Christian sacrifice of worship. With such a radical change in their future, Jesus warned them not to put their trust in those who proclaimed to be the Messiah. He said that their stance should be one of perseverance. 2. Trials of faith. Jesus also prophesied the trials that his disciples would undergo for the sake of their faith. Their profession would not be mere lip service, but a living and active testimony that required facing the ultimate test. They would be given what was most necessary for their defense. Would it be a defense that saved their physical lives? No, because we know that most of them died a martyr's death. But not a hair of their head would be lost. Echoing 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 45, Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, and Luke chapter 12, verse 7, this expression signifies that God's special providence would be with them. They would be given the wisdom and words needed, not to save their lives, but to profess their faith and propel them into eternal life. 3. Perseverance. Jesus spoke once again of the importance of perseverance in these lines of the gospel. This time, he told his disciples that perseverance would save their lives. Through the centuries, Christians have prayed for final perseverance, the greatest gift one could ask for. The martyrs throughout the centuries have testified to the importance of this gift. Faced with the extinction of their earthly existence, they held on to hope and the conviction that their faith would win them eternal life, and it did. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, grant me the gift of final perseverance. Increase my faith, that I may be a witness to you in every circumstance, not fearing losing my life, esteem, or the human respect of others, as long as I can live more fully in your kingdom. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect on which situations my life call for courage and perseverance in giving witness to my faith.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.